I'm eating some no-bake cheesecake.
No-bake cheesecake. Is it the Jell-O brand? Is it? They do a good no-bake cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Did you put the cherries from the can on top of them?
No, I got the strawberry one, so it comes with a little thing of
Oh, okay. You know, fancy.
It's good.
Yeah, you can take the white trash. You can try to pretend like it's out of me, but I'll happily have no-bake Jell-O cheesecake with the cherries or whatever fruit you want out of the can poured onto it. You don't have to make it all fancy. Not everything has to be fancy-dancy.
You're right. Let me tell you. So here's what happened. Reagan, don't listen. So Reagan's birthday was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And happy birthday, Reagan.
Yep, she turned 15.
Oh, so, my gosh.
So I'm at work, and I'm getting ready to leave. And my wife's like, hey, I already got Reagan from school, and I got a bunch of stuff, like candles and whatever, but I forgot to get a cake. Can you just, like, stop by the convenience store and get, like, a pie or a cake or something? I was like, I don't think they have that at convenience stores, but I'll see.
What 7-Eleven around you has a cake or a pie?
Yeah, exactly. So I stop by, and of course they don't have any, but I see the no-bake
cheesecake. Did you get a zinger? Did you get a strawberry coconut zinger and stick a candle on top of it?
That was my original idea. I was like, convenience store. I'm going to get fucking Twinkies or something. So anyway, so I stopped by, and of course they don't have anything, which I already knew. So I was like, how about no-bake cheesecake? Because I saw a box. And she's like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. I just need something to put the candles on. I said, okay. So here we go. # woman logic.
Mm-hmm.
So I get home.
So you didn't even have to make that.
Well, I mean,
that's already prepped.
You got to make it.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know what goes on in your convenience stores. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, with the graham cracker crust.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
So I get home and she's like, "What'd you get?" I said, "I told you, no big cheesecake." You said, "That's fine." She's like, "But you gotta make that." I said, "Well, yeah. I told you I was getting a no big cheesecake."
Oh my God, what are you doing?
She's like, well, that's going to take too long because Reagan wanted to go to the mall.
Of course. She's 15. Yeah. Why wouldn't she want to go to the mall?
And they were waiting for me to get home to open presents. So they can go to the mall.
Sure.
So, well, my wife was making dinner, which was a surprise. And,
nice.
And it had like an hour left in the oven. I was like, well, like, I can make this in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's literally 5 minutes. So she's like, well, it's going to take too long. Like, we're going to open presents. Literally, by the time Reagan walked downstairs, I already had it done in the refrigerator. It's that easy. So in the box, it's there's three packages. There's a graham cracker crust or graham cracker powder or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
There's the white powder to make the cheesecake filling.
And
there is the packet of strawberry jam-like consistency stuff to put on top. And basically all you do is you take the crust packet, you mix butter and an egg in it. Or is it an egg? No, butter and something. I can't remember now. Butter and milk maybe? Or maybe it's just butter. It doesn't fucking matter. It's like super fast. Literally takes like 30 seconds to mix it up, and then you put it on a plate and you shape it like a crust. And then you take the white powder, you put a cup and a half of milk, and you beat it for 2 minutes. You pour it into the crust, and you refrigerate it for an hour. After an hour, you take it out, you put the filling on top, and you're done. It's literally a 5 minute thing. So by the time Reagan was downstairs, I already had it done and in the refrigerator. And I was like, it's not that big a deal. It's got to refrigerate for an hour. The chicken thing you're making is going to take an hour anyway, so we're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So they open presents, and Reagan's like, wait, you're making dinner? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, I thought we could eat at the mall. And I was like,
the Sbarro pizza, you know, that's open.
No, for some reason, she loves the freaking Chinese food. No, it's not. There's a Japanese place.
Told me about that place. Yeah.
So, which is fine because I took their leftovers for lunch today and it was delicious.
Even better the next day.
Delicious. And they had the stuff that my wife made last night for dinner tonight. Because I don't want to go to the mall. I'm always like, you want to go to the mall? And I was like, do I look like I want to go to the mall? She's like,
have I ever wanted to go to the mall?
So anyway, so we have presents, and then I ate and they went to the mall. And then when they got back, We put the candles on the cheesecake, and Reagan and I ate it. My wife didn't. My wife doesn't like sweets at all.
Mm.
So my wife didn't have any, but Reagan and I did, and it was delicious. And then today, Reagan had another piece, and now I'm eating the last of it.
So did she, like, make a bad dash? Where does she go? Like, Forever 21, or is it, like, Hot Topic? Where? What's, like, her destination store for a 15-year-old?
She likes Spencer.
Spencer Gifts? What does she want, a bong? What does she want, a blacklight poster? What, a lava light? What does she look at? A women's massager?
No, she
those
likes
are the only things that I can remember. Oh, and they also have, like, those crystal LED strand looks like a globe that you can run your hand across and the colors change. I, like I said, I haven't been in a Spencer Gifts in probably two decades.
You literally missed like a third of the store. No, she likes it in shirts from there.
Shirts?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't she go to like Hot Topic or Forever 21 or somewhere like that?
Because she likes just quirky shirts and they have better quirky shirts. Like last time she got a Step Brothers t-shirt.
Ah, okay. It's like personality shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. So did she get like wrestling shirts? I know like their Spencer Gifts are big for their wrestling, exclusive wrestling shirts.
No, she ended up getting like,
oh my. See the cheesecake. I'm dying. Yeah. You got all that white phlegm in your mouth.
Oh my God. I could have made
it. That's what she said.
Yeah,
come on now.
It wasn't phlegm. Oh, episode title. So, so I got to write these down. See, I'm getting better, Nick.
You are. I love your descriptions now.
I'm writing down episode titles now. So
you know what I like about your descriptions?
What?
Even though I record the stupid thing, I forget half of this stuff we talk about, and there's like a little air of mystery to your descriptions. Like you don't just spell out everything. At minute 28, Nick talks about vomit and cum. Like, no, you wrap it in a mystery, and I love it.
Look, I'm not that professional. You know what I'm saying? Bill Beer over at the Bat Pot, he that's a professional right there. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, that is.
So like,
they
have professional sounding audio. Like they have sound clips in there. They have, whatever the fuck they call that other crap between segments, like phasing or whatever. I don't fucking know. Fade outs. There you go. There you go. That sounds better.
No, all I want is a duck quack sound for naughty words. I can't even get that.
No, can't get that.
No.
And he, on the show notes, he, I'm updating the website to include the ability to add timestamps when they're posting episodes.
Nice.
Cause none of us ever did that.
Mm-mm.
And Bill puts timestamps on the damn episodes. Like he's a professional.
But remember when we wanted this to be E for everyone, and every time one of us cursed, I would send you an email, and all it would say is like F word, 26 minutes and 3 seconds. We even stopped doing that.
Uh-huh. Yep. We don't do that. It's too much work. Oh, Nick.
I hate to say it. That's the problem. You win a grabby, it goes to your head, and you just sort of, you forget about the small stuff.
That's true. That's what she said.
It's not right. Oh man.
So she look, this is what people like about the show, you know what I mean? Like we don't get
two bucks.
Yeah, we don't get
Are you
tickets.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it then.
Although let me say I'm going to call Mike Myers out, cuz I was listening to the Geek Brunch podcast today,
mm-hmm.
with Mike Myers and the Wonderland himself, Bill Bomer.
Ooh.
And Mike was talking about something about he only listens to comic book podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking to myself, he always says that this podcast is his favorite.
Yeah.
And yet our comic book talk has become nearly zero for the past 60 episodes.
Yeah, it ranks up there with our talk of anime.
Oh, we do that all the time. It's a regular segment.
Yeah, I think we talk about anime more than comics, sadly. How can we be his favorite? I think he just says he just likes butter in our muffin a little.
I think so. I think he's a liar,
which I appreciate. I respect, but you know, I want the truth. Hashtag old timey truth.
Oh man, do not DuckDuckGo. It wasn't phlegm. It's terrible. Terrible. So Reagan got she got a bunch of bracelets and
nice like,
buttons and crap from yeah. Spencer's gifts. She didn't get any shirts because she got shirts for her birthday. Nice. What they are, I don't remember. Don't ask because I have no idea.
Aww,
I think one had a unicorn on it, so it reminded me of you.
Of course it did. Yeah. Is it my size?
Yeah. Extra Perfect. Small.
All right. Yes. So bring it to C2E2. I already have my new outfit.
And she got a marshmallow hat.
What the hell's a marshmallow hat? Oh my God, my head just exploded. Are you freaking kidding me? A marshmallow hat?
It's not that serious. It's just, it depends where in the United States you are. In some places they're called a beanie. Some places they're called a toboggan. In some places they're just called like winter caps.
It's just a chapeau?
Oh, I hadn't heard chapeau. I like that. Yes, it's like a chapeau. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like the, you know how they have like those poop emoji hats? I thought it was like a marshmallow emoji hat. I got very excited. I thought it was like a s'more, like a burned marshmallow is on top of her head.
Oh, well, that'd be awesome. No, it's like a chapeau.
Oh, I lost my mind for nothing.
I had to say that with my pinkies.
Yes.
And it's got a little marshmallow in the middle. You know,
the
DJ guy. You know marshmallow. Come on, Nick. You're there with the cool kids.
What? A marshmallow is what you put, you burn it on the stove and then you squeeze it into a s'more. That's what
Nick
you do.
Wetmore, do I need to educate you on marshmallow?
No, I like marshmallow.
All right. What you need to do is do yourself a favor. I mean, you've probably heard all of these songs if you ever listen to the radio or like put on whatever the top hits on
Spotify.
What
do you think? I listen to Kids with a Z Bop?
No, dude.
Kids
Bop? No. Whatever. Like if you ever, I know you're like a jazz guy.
Yes, okay. I ain't listening to no marshmallow, dude.
All right, well, I'm sure marshmallow's got some blues music.
I don't listen to blues.
Oh, yeah, it makes you sad, though.
Yes, no, it's very sad. Contemplate too much.
No, Marshmallow's a DJ.
Okay.
He's a DJ. Marshmallow, spelled like the marshmallow, except without the W.
Brother. I've heard enough.
And he just wears all white. He wears a long-sleeve white shirt. And white pants and white shoes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he has never shown his face.
So he's like, what's his name?
Yeah, what's
not
his name?
Not Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse.
But the guy who wears that big mouse helmet.
Yeah, that's Danger Mouse. No, not Danger Mouse. Wait, isn't it Danger Mouse? Dead Mouse.
Dead Mouse.
Dead
there
Mouse.
You go.
Yeah, it's
there
like Dead go. Mouse. Except instead of a mouse helmet, it's a marshmallow.
Oh, boy. Well, how about coming up with something original? Come on now.
But his music's really good, dude. I love Marshmallow. When you you get a chance.
I like Deadmau5, so now you're making me want to listen to Marshmallow.
When you get a chance,
mm-hmm.
You need to listen to Marshmallow Alone. And
is that the name of the song, or is that what you're telling me to do?
you can do it with your wife. You don't need to do it alone.
Okay. Right.
Marshmallow, the song is called Alone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Watch the music video on YouTube so you get the full experience.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Because it's all his videos tell a story.
Nice.
And they're quite good. And the music's catchy, you know what I'm saying? It's just like freaking what do the kids call it now? EDM? Electronic music.
Sure. Yeah.
Electronic digital music, EDM.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's quite good.
All
and
right.
He also produces for other people. Like he's got a song with Bastille called Happier. He's got a song with, who is it? The rapper that got killed, XXXTentacion.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's got a song with him. He's really good.
Does he sound sort of like Daft Punk?
He does not sing.
Well, I don't think they sing either. They bring in singers.
True. Does he sound like Daft Punk?
Because,
no.
Daft Punk wore the, like, motorcycle helmets. You never saw their faces.
No, the style is different because Daft Punk is a little more like classic techno.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Whereas EDM is much more a beat.
Okay.
Much happier. I think you'll dig it. You should check out Marshmallow.
All right.
So she got a marshmallow hat, cap, toboggan.
Oh, way to support her indie artists. I like this.
Yeah, it's cool. We listen to Marshmallow together because we both like Marshmallow.
Nice. All right. Well, yeah, I think you might have turned me on to something. I'll give that a listen.
It's quite good. So she got all that stuff. And of course, cool. They're going to Atlanta this weekend, like I told you. She received her itinerary, and my wife forgot to take the price off the damn paper. So yeah. Matter of fact, she knew what all her gifts were because my wife forgot to take out the receipts from all the boxes.
Oh boy. And is your daughter completely oblivious to it and you guys caught it? Or is she like, you spent what?
No, she didn't like say anything about the price.
Okay.
We knew she wanted to go to Atlanta, but she said she didn't want to go because it was going to be expensive. But my wife found a really good deal. I can't remember what hotel. It's a nice hotel in downtown Atlanta. So
cool.
I don't know if they're going Friday night or Saturday.
Nice.
So yeah, it was good. It was good.
I like it.
Sadly, I didn't get a graphics card out of it because,
dang it.
So Reagan wants to get into video editing.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I was going to give her my super old, year and a half old graphics card. That's garbage now.
Your barely worn rig.
It's garbage. And mm-hmm. I was going to give it to her. And then I was going to get myself something new. Maybe like, RTX 2080. And, so that's not going to happen because she got other stuff. And that's fine. I can deal with this garbage graphics card.
Or you just go out and buy it while they're in Atlanta and be like, well, I thought we should still let her do some editing. So, and you weren't here to, say yay or nay. So I just grabbed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to text you.
It's weird.
I sent a presidential alert, but
I sent a text to you, but it came back failed to send, or I just didn't hit the send button, one or the other, but I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, yeah. I sent a text and you said, yeah, and I figured it was because of that, but apparently it was something.
I wrote your name and you said, yeah, and I took that like I should get that computer card, right? I'm misreading the signals. I'm not sure.
Here's the thing. I don't really need it. You know what I'm saying? That play, 99% of the time I play a video game, it's Hearthstone. And I don't need it.
Yeah. But when you're farming coins, you got to get in there.
Yeah, yeah. Although I have been playing Deus Ex Mankind Divided.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Yeah. There was a Humble Bundle sale. So I got it for, I think it was $4.
Ooh, that's a good price, too.
Yeah. I was like, well, you know what? For that price, might as well.
Yeah, it's some good branching paths in that game. Hey, I wanted to ask you before we get off birthday talk.
Oh.
Any, as a child or an adult, do you have any, or were there ever any traditions that you'd have around birthdays?
Oh, interesting. no, not really. I mean, other than what I wanted for dinner, because I always wanted the same thing.
What's that?
Aside from that, no. Cannelloni.
Is that a pasta?
It's kind of a pasta. It's more like a crepe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have seen that. Okay.
Yeah, except instead of being sweet, it's kind of salty and savory. And instead of being a dessert, you stuff it with meat and cheese and stuff. It's quite delicious.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
It's very hard, though. Like, I don't know if you ever try to make a crepe. That's why I don't eat them anymore. Making crepes is very difficult.
I've only had crepes once in my life, and that was a year ago, almost to the day. And it was a savory crepe, not a sweet crepe. Yeah.
Yeah, savory crepes are great. It's hard to do. So you make it like a pan. I'm sure you've made pancakes before, right?
Oh, for sure.
So you basically make it like a pancake. Again, it's not sweet, so no sugar. But you basically make a pancake, and instead of doing like a bunch of mix that you fry up in a pan, it's just like a tiny layer. Like basically you can like almost still see through the pan. So it's like extremely thin.
Yeah, I thought it's more watery consistency than like pancake batter.
Yeah, a little bit more watery.
Yeah, because you have to let it spread out and become real thin, right?
Yep. It's a pain in the butt.
What you would do for a birthday?
Yeah, that's what I would do. My parents hated doing it because crepes are a pain in the ass, but you know what? So, and then for dessert, I would have crepes stuffed with dulce de leche.
Oh, wow. Even as a young boy, you were fancy.
Yeah. Homemade dulce de leche.
Jeez, way to go, Mom.
Mm-hmm. It's not hard. You just take condensed milk and you boil it for an hour.
Yeah, but still, who has condensed milk just sitting around? She had to plan that out. Delicious.
You don't have condensed milk just sitting around?
Heck no.
I do, just for the off chance that I might want some dulce de leche.
I need to make some dulce de leche.
It's delicious. For anyone who doesn't know what it is, it's like caramel, except 3,000 times more delicious.
Yeah, and I wish this theme, well, I sort of do it in my adult life now, but as kids, and I mean, we certainly were not well off, but the one time out of the year that we could do this, pick the restaurant we wanted to go to, was on our birthday. And I always picked, there was a great like Mandarin Chinese restaurant that I would pick. And then if I didn't feel like Chinese food, which my mom was always up for, I would pick this Greek restaurant that everything was sort of scratch made, yeah. But it was all just so like pancakes that were like way larger than any plate that they could put under it. So as a kid, it was just like the amount of crazy food was just delicious. So I'd pick one of two spots and my brother would always pick like something different. But since I only got it once a year, it was like, ooh, that was one hell of a decision to make.
No, that's good. We actually do Chinese food for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could get my wife into that now that my mom moved away and we sort of don't do too much like Christmas and we used to do Thanksgiving. But now we go over to her sister's house and I was really trying to like, why don't we just go to a Chinese restaurant? Why don't we just like, that sounds so fantastic. Do you just order everything on the menu?
No, well, you know, here's the thing, Nick. I don't know if you realize by now, but my wife is, she has very, I don't want to say that. That's not fair. I almost said dull taste, but that's not what it is. She knows what she likes.
Yeah.
And that's what she always.
Well, I'm not telling her to put fig butter on this Chinese food. And I highly recommend that from home, you bring a couple paper plates for her. So she's in her element. She's ready to go.
That's funny that you say that. My wife used to love figs. Like
I know.
She used to buy figs. She used to get like fig yes. Newtons. She used to get like figgy whatever.
Yep. And then knowledge spoiled her.
And then the knowledge of the fact that wasps breed. Yep. Inside figs destroyed her. Matter of fact, you know what? I learned this is funny. I learned something new about that this past week.
Uh-oh.
I was listening to a podcast and they were talking. Somehow figs came up, and apparently, oh, I know what it is. They were talking about carnivorous plants or something, and then figs came up in the conversation. So apparently, figs have adapted to the wasps, and there are male fig fruits. Well, mm-hmm. They're not. They're actually not fruits. Figs are actually like inside out flowers.
Okay.
Anyway, so there are male figs and female figs,
mm-hmm.
like the fruit itself. And female fig fruits are edible. That's the ones that we eat. The male fruits are not. So if you eat like just figs that you find whatever at a store, they'll be full of fucking wasp eggs and shit. But if for some reason, like a male fig were to get in there, the female wasp can't actually lay eggs in those, in male figs, because of the structure of the fig or something. So they can't get out of the fig and they end up dying inside. So if you ever get a male fig for some reason, chances mm-hmm. are you might find a dead wasp inside it.
I don't mind. I love figs too much to even contemplate what you're saying right now. Could care less.
Oh, yeah, I hear
you. And if that stops you from eating fig Newtons and Chicago gets even more fig Newtons, better for me. Yum, yum, yum.
Not me,
I don't care.
I don't care either. I'll eat whatever.
I know. Why do you think I gave the fig example and the paper plate example for the Chinese food? I'm trying to make it, you know, less awkward for her. So she just loves Chinese food.
Yeah, yeah. but so we do that. I think Reagan gets like the orange chicken.
Of course.
My wife gets like sesame chicken or something like that. They share a Buddha's Delight, which is like the old vegetarian thing.
Nice.
I usually just end up getting like shrimp lo mein.
Now, were you an orange chicken fan back in the day? No? Because I feel like every kid, that's usually their go-to, their first Chinese, because it's just so damn sugary.
Well, that's
you can't go wrong with, you know, orange chicken for an 8-year-old. Because it's chicken. They're used to that texture, and that it's so freaking sweet. I mean, I hate to say it, you could put goose liver in there and just pour that orange chicken sauce over it, or the general sauce if they like it a little more spicy. And kids would be like, I love this liver. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Well, yeah, because it's like a lollipop.
That's why put I like, over it. That's why I like sesame chicken.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it's very sweet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you know, that's more honey though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on like where you get it, but yeah, gotcha. It is more honey based. It's mostly honey and soy sauce.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
very good.
Now I want some fucking duck liver. Thanks, Nick.
Oh god, it's so yummy, dude. Did you see? I went to Trader Joe's, and the wife. I had to tell you this. The wife got, and I was fiddling around in the like fruits and veggies section. And I'm like, hey, we need a block of cheese. Go over to the cheese, grab some cheese. She went over to Trader Joe's cheese department and picked out this like small batch. I think it's small batch cheese, but it's like a white cheddar, white sharp cheddar with grilled onions in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sounds great. Mama Lucian, we have maybe a quarter, honest to God, and we bought it Sunday and like three days ago, and we might have a quarter of an inch of that block left. It is so oniony. Oh my God, it's so good. And I think it was like $3, like cheapo Trader Joe price.
That's pretty good. I'm going to have to try that. I've been wanting to make some cheese.
Ooh.
But
I like it.
But I used to make cheese, but I've only made one kind of cheese.
Oh.
And that's labda, which is it's a very soft, I think it's like a Turkish
cheese. Mm.
You use it more like, it, not quite a spread.
Okay.
But it's like the easiest cheese to make, because it basically you just curdle the milk with, like lemon juice.
Yeah.
Or vinegar. And.
Sure.
Then you strain out the whey. And the leftover stuff is the labda.
Dang, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's good.
So what kind of cheese would you try to make?
So I mean, you know my disgusting fascination with blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the cheese I would want to make. My concern is because of the bacteria content of blue cheese that I would get like fucking salmonella or what's the other one that kills you?
I don't know if cheese would is gonna try to kill you. I think cheese wants to love you.
No,
I disagree with all these reports.
What's the bacteria? Not salmonella. There's like another one. Anyway, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's what, like, I would just get that and just fucking throw up profusely. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, I'd have to close my eyes and cover my ears because I can't see it or hear it, remember?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, in my nose, because I can't smell it. It's fucking gross. But, yeah, I would love to make blue cheese. But,
nice.
From what I know about blue cheese, it just takes so long, right? Like, to get a fantastic blue cheese, it might be in a cave for, like, years.
You mean your studio? And by cave, you mean your recording studio?
No, I wouldn't put it in here. It would stink.
Honey, what's that smell? Don't worry about what that smell is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have some of it in about 9 months.
That's why I quit making kimchi.
Oh, kimchi.
Because and I couldn't even eat it like when my wife is home. I'd have to go outside with my fucking jars of kimchi and eat it.
Ain't that a shame?
Because, I mean, dude, it's strong. You know what I'm saying? Like I had, I had two jars left over that had been fermenting for like a year and a half or two.
Mm. God, that sounds so good.
And I opened it and went, pow!
It like, oh, went right up your nose.
This fucker's ready.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite good. But yeah, I would like to make blue cheese and mozzarella.
Oh, that would be a good one. Yeah, that'd be a really good one. Did I tell you one of my coworkers, her father owns a couple goats?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he makes, I went to her wedding and her father actually like supplied the goat that was part of the meal for the wedding. And let me tell you, it was the only thing that I went back and got triples on.
Nice.
It was so, so good. But she would always complain that her father does goat cheese and it's too funky for her. But her father, of course, wants her to take it. Well, I was like, I don't know if you know this, but your coworker, namely me, loves funky cheese and loves goat cheese. So she's like, oh, my father will love to hear that. I can't wait. Okay. So he got really excited and she just thought she would go down and like, I guess he has tons of like goat cheese, like fermenting.
That's hilarious.
So she thought that she would just go and like pick out some. And he's like, no, 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 let me pick it out. And, you know, I will grab some out, especially for him. And it's like salted goat cheese. It was so good, dude. And like nice and like hard, like it had just like a nice hard consistency to it. Oh, but like the perfect amount of salt. Yep.
Yeah. I do like me some goat cheese. My wife hates it. She hates that smell. My wife hates the gamey smell. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like I can't like have blue cheese in the house.
Is she a smell person?
She's a smell person.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't get like strips of deer or whatever, like deer sausage.
Yeah.
Cause she doesn't like the smell.
Is there any other like garlic or something like that, that like if you're cooking with, you know, such and such herb will instantly like turn her off?
No, not really.
Okay. That's good.
No, in terms of spices and stuff, there's no real issue. I mean, she doesn't like a ton of garlic. But she likes it. She likes the taste of garlic.
But you know, some people have like an aversion to like cilantro. Like the smell of it or the taste of it just completely turns them.
Yeah, she and my wife hate cilantro.
Okay.
They feel like it tastes like soap. I don't. I think it tastes fine.
Same here. Yeah, I love it.
But I totally understand. It's not a strong smell. It's just like the
right.
But yeah, aside from that, I don't think so. There was a spice that I got. An Indian spice. It's like arjum or something.
Hmm.
That was a little funky, but she loved the taste of it.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, I can't remember what I made. I think I made like chicken tikka masala or something.
Oh.
I found like a traditional recipe and it had the spice in it.
Mm.
So, yeah. Yep.
I like the sound of that. Amen. I'm ready to get some right now. Hey, did you hear? Okay, I got to ask you this. Real talk. Yeah.
We're getting serious.
I'm sure you have Panda Expresses by you, right? Mm-hmm. Did you hear those mother effers at Panda? And we might have discussed this before, but it came up again with me because I drove by one and what I really could go for, they didn't offer. But did you hear that some of Panda Express test markets now will do their food thrown into a burrito?
What?
Yes.
No.
Like that is complete garbage food. But once you throw it into a burrito, throw some of the general chicken or whatever you order into a burrito, that's the perfect vessel to eat that crap food in. Oh. Well, yeah. I think they're testing it on the West Coast right now.
Oh, no. That's a damn shame. Taco Bell's going to be really upset.
I know. They might lose their crown. They keep this stuff up. Don't fall asleep on them, mm-hmm. Taco Bell.
I don't know if you heard, but Taco Bell won like best Mexican food in the country award or something.
Are you sure it was Mexican?
I'm positive.
Cause I could debate that with you all night.
I mean, I guess it's like more like Tex-Mex. It's not actual Mexican food, but yeah. That's
sort of like, oh, McDonald's is known for their hamburgers. Is that really a hamburger?
Supposedly it is. Apparently, yeah. McDonald's is no longer allowing preservatives or food coloring in their burgers.
Finally. Well, welcome to the 21st century, McDonald's. Bravo. Even though, bitch, I am all better living through chemicals and science. Bring McDonald's, you keep that wacko science going. Same with you, Taco Bell. Keep it going. And guess what? I'm going to take back what I just said. Taco Bell, you know why you're Mexican? You offer what kind of hot sauce do you want with it? Okay, if that's what makes you Mexican, way to go. Here's a tennis clap for you.
Do you think there's Taco Bells in Mexico? I wonder about
it. Oh, God. I have no idea. I just watched a travelogue on Copenhagen.
Uh-huh.
And right there was a McDonald's.
Dude, there's McDonald's all over the world. That's what I'm asking.
I saw them in like London and I like everywhere I go, there's McDonald's and Subway without fail. McDonald's and Subway. It's like, oh God, this is what you think of us. Yep. And okay, one quick story and then I have to I have to talk about something that you mentioned on CTT this week or last week. When my wife, the last time we were in London, we were staying in just like this sweet spot, right? Like across the street is the, just a beautiful like park, all these trees. It's just gorgeous. But my wife was having some like, not medical issues, but you know, some of her digestive issues. So she didn't want to go out and have all this. And this is a while. This is pre 9/11. Like I have not flown to Europe since 9/11. So that'll tell you how long it's been. Just because the dollar was so weak. It doesn't financially, it doesn't make sense. Right. Well, right now it does, but back in the day, it didn't.
That's what we had to make America great.
Thank you, Donald Trump. Yeah. And that's my tongue firmly planted in on the side of my cheek. But last time we were there, she couldn't have all this heavy, stodgy. It was before like Europe started to change culinarily. Like they still had very bland, heavy, buttery food. And one place that was a block away, like while we were walking around gauging where we're at, she noticed that they had a Subway. And I mean, Martin, you know me. She's known me three times longer than you've known me. She knew. Nick in London, he ain't doing no Subway, but I don't feel too good. So he'll do Subway and just sit there, which is exactly what I did. But she just wanted something bland and she knew what Subway was. Duh. So we went in there and like the two ingredients that they had, like I said, this was pre 9/11 that Subways didn't have back in the day was spinach and corn. And I was like, corn? But then I thought about it and I'm like, actually, that does sound really good for a bland old Subway sandwich. That does sound good. So we did that. Like I said, Subways there and McDonald's, they're fucking everywhere and drives me crazy. But back to your CTT, I was shocked to hear. And now I want to know where's the furthest outside of the U.S. you've gone, because I was shocked to hear that you've never been to London.
Nope.
I thought you would have.
Nope.
I thought you'd be very worldly in your travels.
Look, I've been to several countries. I don't know, half dozen, 10. I don't know, less than 10. But I've never been to London. I would love to go to London, but I've never been.
Yeah. Dang. Where's the furthest you've been?
Oh, Argentina.
Oh wow. Okay. Dang. That's impressive. All right. I was just curious because when I heard that, I'm like, surely, you know, London is like, if you want to dip your toe into international waters, it's, you know, it's the U.S. with an accent and older buildings. You know, it's like, there is really no risk going to London.
Sure, sure.
There's no language barrier. There's no customs barrier. Like it's the beginner for international travel. It's the beginning step. Well, I guess Canada technically would be a better beginning step. So, but even Canada, you get into French Canadian, then all of a sudden you have a language barrier. Where London, there rarely is a language barrier.
Right. Well, unless you can't understand that fucking Cockney. Yikes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's a lot more East Indian and African. There's a lot more migration up to London now, currently.
Yep. Actually, you know, England's pretty interesting. They have the most number of distinct accents of anywhere. Because, like, you know, in the U.S., like, there's very distinctive accents too, right? Like, I don't know. There's probably like 15, 20 different accents in the U.S. Like,
oh, for sure.
Recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
England's fucking tiny, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they have like 30 different accents.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. I don't know. If I went to England, though, I don't think I would go to London. Because from what I understand of England, it's basically like New York City, but with funny talking people.
Yeah, it's a baby step. There's nothing spectacular about that.
Yeah.
There's no culture clash, let's put it that way.
Sure. But I wouldn't mind going like somewhere else, like Yorkshire, Liverpool, like maybe not Liverpool. I heard Liverpool's a dump. But like Yorkshire or like, I don't know, go visit like Stonehenge or like those places, Avon, things like that. More like the countryside of it.
Stratford-on-Avon.
You know, like places where I could see like historical stuff without being in a place that I feel is like New York.
I hear you.
I mean, nothing wrong against New York City. You know, I lived there most of my life, but not my favorite place.
I hear you.
I'm a little New Yorked out still. I left New York, 16 years ago, and I don't really have a propensity to go back.
You do not have a New York state of mind anymore.
Alicia right. Keys will be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I wouldn't mind going there. The place I would like to go would be like Monaco, even though like it's very uppity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you better have some money.
It feels like it'd be fun, right? Well, yeah, I mean, like, if I won the lottery, I'd go there. But I'd want to watch, like, Formula One in Monaco. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah.
I used to watch the Grand Prix with my dad growing up. My dad used to be a huge Formula One fan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So we used to watch Formula One all the time. Well, not all, like, whenever, though.
Don't they still have Formula Ones in Canada?
Do they? They might. I don't know.
I thought they did. Like racing around the streets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I could see you doing that. Like, hey, Dad, let's go do that.
Yeah, go to Monaco and watch the Grand
Prix. I think Martin just fell out of his chair, and now he's checking his computer casing, his hard drive, seeing if any spiders are living within it. Hopefully he is washing his hands. That is always my wish.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, hey.
No, there was a bug on my foot.
I was just telling everyone that I thought you were inside the casing to your hard drive, figuring that there's a family of spiders living in that nice warm space.
So the problem with having my studio in the little room off the garage is that every once in a while there's bugs in here, usually like moths or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fucking retarded and like to get on my foot and piss me off. So I keep a Raid multi-insect, not a sponsor, shame on them, Raid multi-insect spray that I have to go grab and spray this stupid-ass bug. All right.
Wow.
You know what I need to do? I need to get some – I heard this works for everything. It works for, like, snakes and mice and stuff too. Get, like, a couple mothballs and just put them by.
Oh, I have heard that too. Yeah, that would be a smart thing to do.
Yep.
So you don't have any snakes going in there?
Mm-hmm. I had a freaking brown recluse in here the other day.
Oh, holy cow.
Yeah. I was just chilling here, and I turned the light on and looked down, and out, like, next to the power box, there was a ginormous brown spider, and I was like, what the F?
The worst.
I didn't kill it, because I didn't want it to jump on me and eat me, but I trapped it in a cup that I had on my desk, and it's now dead.
Oh, so you just left him in the cup. You didn't throw them outside.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's deadly.
Oh, I would have taken the biggest clown shoe ever and smashed that thing.
Children
would feel it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if it's like a poisonous spider, you don't want to keep those. Like, the other ones, you don't care.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't like any of them.
Oh, you don't like any of them? No, see, we don't kill spiders. Spiders are our friends.
I have, and I will agree with that. I won't go out of my way to kill a spider because they are good predators. But did I tell you I've had a recurring dream? I probably had it four times already in the last like 2 months. And it even freaks my wife out because she's like, you shouldn't be having that dream all the time. And it's a dream when you just sort of half wake up and you don't know if you're dreaming it. You don't know if you're like awake, but you wake up and your head's on your pillow and your mouth is open as we do while we sleep. And all of a sudden you run your tongue over your cheek and you feel this like bulbous thing there. And then I realize, oh, a spider must have crawled inside my mouth while I was sleeping, laid its eggs inside my cheek. And now I have a family of spiders growing inside my cheek. So I don't, like I said, I'm half asleep. So I'm like rubbing my tongue on my cheek, but yet I don't know if I'm awake. I don't know if I'm dreaming because this is sort of realistic. It's not like a crazy ass dream. Mm-hmm. It just sort of feels like you bit the side of your cheek. So it's not this huge, like 2 inches that's puffing up inside my cheek. No, it's just like a little bump. But in my head, I know that there's hundreds of spiders growing inside my cheek. Yeah. And my wife's always like, well, when you fall asleep, turn your face away from me so there's no spiders crawling towards me.
Well, let me read this to you, Nick. To see a spider in your dream indicates that you are feeling like an outsider in some situation.
Oh,
the spider is also symbolic of feminine power, or yeah. an overbearing mother figure in your life.
Aw, Mom, don't listen.
Oh, that's, I don't know if I've ever had those kind of dreams though, Nick. I don't think so. I have this weird thing. I don't have a lot of dreams.
You don't have animal dreams?
I don't have a lot of dreams, period.
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Just that dream where you're shirtless riding bareback on a tiger?
Yes, like the Old Spice commercial.
Right.
Yes. No, it's weird. I know they say that, what is it? You always have dreams. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you feel like you don't dream, you're dreaming. You just don't remember your dream.
Right.
And I don't know what that means about me. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, I don't, very rarely, like, I might remember like one or two dreams a year, but surely I have to dream like every day. Surely.
Yeah. Or you go crazy. You got to get those thoughts out of your head.
I guess. I don't know, man.
See, I remember a lot of my dreams and it still works for me to this day. As a little kid, I would read comic books and I would like be reading a comic book. Then I can instantly fall asleep because I can fall asleep. Drop of a hat. I'm out. And I can fall asleep and put myself into the pages of that comic book. Huh. And I can still do that to this day. Like if I'm like sitting there like contemplating work issues and like how to solve problems, I can switch that off and go like, okay, I'm reading, you know, Spider-Man or Batman or whatever. And I can go into it and I might not be in the comic book, but I'm like watching it like a movie. And it will completely entertain me, engross me, and then I'm out like a light. Thank you, comics. Another reason that why I love you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I don't have those. I gotta say though, I've had a couple that were like the same dream repeated, or like a continuation of the original dream.
Where you wake up and then you, as soon as you go back to sleep, you're right back into it.
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Like I'll have a dream and like 6 months later, I either have the same exact dream or like my dream picks up from where the original dream ended.
6 months later?
Dude, I'm like months. I'm talking months.
Oh, I can fall asleep, wake up, go to the bathroom, go back to bed, and start the dream right up. Like I turned off the projector, turned it right back on as soon as I laid my head down.
Very rarely can I do that, unless I like actively try to convince myself that I want to, which doesn't happen because I'm too lazy for that.
But I would never do that months. The only time that ever happens, and I know I've shared these stories with you, is the one nightmare story about somebody underneath the stairs grabbing my feet while I'm trying to run up the stairs, which I've told you about, as well as the Batman nightlight turning into the Joker. I can fall asleep and go right back into that same fucking scenario. And I hate both of them so desperate. Like, to be honest with you, I didn't even want to share those with you on Dirty Legion.
Yeah.
For fear that night when I go to bed, it might trigger that fucking dream. Oh, I just hate both of those so much. But I can't believe you can go 6 months and then all of a sudden, boop, you're right back into the dream.
Excuse me.
But is it like dramatic, like a movie? Or could it just be like, I'm dreaming about making cheese. And then 3 months later, let's continue that dream about making cheese.
No, dude, like dramatic.
Oh, okay. Wow. I can't believe you can do that.
Not like on purpose. It just happens.
Yeah, I know. But still, I can't do that. That's fun. If it's a fun dream. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Dreams are weird. Dreams are weird.
They, oh God, they are.
I know they don't really mean anything though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they do. I know some people feel.
I think there might be some themes, but I think it's the brain trying to work out issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, guess what? All of a sudden you're riding a tiger and that tiger in your dream represents XYZ. Like it's trying to work out some stuff. I'm just worried if people aren't dreaming, does that mean all of the cuckoo crazy thoughts that we have when we're dreaming, does that just push them closer to insanity? Because they're not dreaming. They don't have an escape for it. That would be my thought.
That's very possible. It's very possible. So I was thinking about this at work today.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm chatting with Nick tonight. I'm going to ask him.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if we've had this conversation before. We might have. Uh-oh. But so let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
If you had to pick Like, if you woke up tomorrow and you had a superpower.
Yeah.
What superpower would you have?
Oh, no. Only one?
You only one. Look, this is not comic books, okay? This is real life.
No, it's comic books. Do I only get the benefits of said superpower, or do I also get the drawbacks of said superpower?
You know what? For conversation's sake.
Oh, no. Because, see, if you have super speed, I'm not going to be able to make some sweet-ass clothes that have anti-friction on it.
Oh, God.
So, of course, if I use the speed, all of a sudden, Nick's, like, shirtless or pantsless or whatever. Like, that's no fun.
You get, like, a hole in your underwear when you run to the store.
Yeah. That's no fun.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But then again, you'd be so fast that, sure, could you find clothes? Yes, but I think you know me well enough that I don't want to break any laws, so it's not like I'm going to run into a store that is closed and, like, steal stuff.
Well, but here's the thing, right? So if you are so fast, like, if you're, like, the Flash.
Sure.
Right? Like, you don't fucking need clothes. You could just, you could just run butt-ass naked, and you just, like, carry your clothes in, like, a backpack or something. You know what I'm saying? And when you get to right as you're getting to your destination, you just, like, put your clothes on real fast because you're super fast.
Yeah, that's true. I could do that.
So
it just seems like such a hassle.
But, I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah, but also, like, okay, all of a sudden I have some sweet-ass Hawkman wings. And I can fly anywhere. I never have to drive anymore. I don't have to deal with congestion and traffic anymore because I'm flying above all of you dum-dums. Look at me, I'm above you. But also, what are you doing with those wings once you're at work or going out to eat? Like, how can you sit back? How can you sit back in a chair?
You can't.
Yeah, your wings aren't going to fold up magically and just stick themselves behind you or become this sweet-ass fanny pack. No, they can't do that. They're big-ass majestic wings. See, this is the problem.
That is a problem. Well, you know, the thing is, too, like, what if you're afraid of heights and, like, your superpower is flight?
Right. I am.
Yeah.
But would I cure myself of that? Because I'm scared. I don't know. And it's just like the Flash. Like, he's always late. But knowing that I can get somewhere in a half a second, would that just mean I'm hanging out at my house till 10 after and then zipping over there so I'm still late? But I don't Oh, curses. I would like to have a superpower so I can have everything that I would do, I could do the most efficient way possible. So I don't know how that would interact. I have no idea. Maybe it's a premonition. So all of a sudden, like, oh, I got these three piles of dirty dishes and I have to put them in the dishwasher. Do I instantly picture exactly how everything perfectly fits in there? So I don't even have to think about it. It's just like boop, 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 boop. It's a puzzle. Or I'm at work and I can just whip out like all of these tickets that I have waiting for me, all these to-dos, and I can do them at the most efficient pace ever. And then I'm done with all 10 hours worth of work in 6 hours and yo, chief, I'm going to go home. Bye. Like I would love that. And I don't see any drawback to that because I would get rid of all of this wasted time. I'm sure I would look at like my iPad or my iPhone and I would be like, why am I sitting here playing this dumb game? Yeah. I'm wasting all this time when I could be reading. I could be watching a TV show so you and I can talk about it. Or I could be doing, you know, writing or something, you know, playing a video game that I haven't played in ages.
Yep.
Instead, I'm sitting here and all of a sudden there goes 3 hours. What was I doing? I was playing this dumb game all night. Oh, my God.
Ugh, like, I've done that.
I know. And I would love to have that superpower. So in my head, I would just have a little thought bubble that would pop up and be like, is that the best use of your time? And of course, my answer would be like, no, you're right. That is the best use of my time. Because before, I mean, when I was 10 years ago, I'd be like, I only need 4 or 5 hours sleep. And now, 10 years later, I'm like, you know, if you went to bed right now and got 7 hours sleep, you know how much more refreshed you'll be kicking off the day? And I don't even talk myself into it. It's just like, well, what are you doing? Why do you need to stay up till 2 in the morning watching this dumb TV show? That dumb TV show will be there for you. So I think it's efficiency. I think I would love to have that superpower. What about you?
So it's tough, right? Because part of me wants to say, like, flight. I think flight would be awesome.
With wings?
No, or are you not like with wings. Like super.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you were going to go the route of, like, you're just an awesome, intelligent scientist that built yourself a jetpack.
Well, so that's the thing. So when I thought about it
like
some
Lex
more.
Like Lex Luthor. Well, without being evil, but like Lex Luthor. Like, he wants to fly like Superman. I'm going to build this for me.
Well, maybe more like Reed Richards.
There you go. Yeah.
But at the same
future
time.
Future Foundation like, for Ready.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the power I would want to have. But unlike Reed Richards, I would also have the superpower. Well, see, I can't have multiple superpowers. But like that would be the drawback, right? So the drawback would be I would have to have the ability to know when the stuff that I'm making is like the downside of it is bigger than the.
But if you're a Reed Richards, you could build yourself all this stuff.
Right.
You could, meaning you could have more than one superpower.
Sure.
You could build something that all of a sudden you're flying around.
Yes.
Or you could develop something that would make you stretch if you wanted to stretch. I like your approach.
So, yeah. So you have to have like that kind of balance, I think. But I think that'd be cool. Having the power to create anything you imagine, but not like some bullshit, like you make it appear out of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like actually be able to build it.
You're not reaching into another dimension, pulling out a gun.
No. Or I'm not like time traveling and whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, I have to have.
I like that.
It's just the ability to figure out how to create whatever I want.
But then you know what's going to be the killer for you? Time. Do you have enough time to create everything you need to? And how many Martin Ferretti's in alternate universes will there be? And what will they look like? Like all of the Reed Richards. Yeah. You'd never miss another con. You could just send like, oh, Mustachio Martin. Go go to San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mohawk Martin. Go to Denver Con. Go.
That would be.
Yes.
Go to the Lumberjack State. Is that what it's called? I just made that up. If you're from Colorado, you can tell me. That'd be cool. I wouldn't mind having that.
I think there's just so many drawbacks to comic book superpowers that I don't know if I'd want. Like if you had flight and you're not Superman, what if you're coming in hot to land?
Yeah.
You don't have superpowers. You don't have super legs. All of a sudden, what? You broke two ankles?
Yeah. What if you have super flight, but you have shitty landing?
Right. You have weak ankles and you're breaking them left and right. No, thank you. Or running. I don't know if I've told you this before. My sense of balance. Oh, the worst. I ain't making any pinpoint turns. I'm not no Barry Allen. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. Flight is a terrible one, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have like multiple different like side powers to be able to fly properly.
What if we had the power? You know what I would like? And I think this is something. Well, I would like to have the power while we're eating our hoity-toity food. I would like to see colors. That's what I would like to see. I'd like to have like a visual experience. Yeah. So every taste would be like a different color. That would be fantastic.
That's not offbeat superpower though. Like people have that, don't they? What's that called?
I thought so. Yeah, yeah. I thought they have like an auditory, like certain tones will, like they can see the color of certain tones.
Yeah.
There's something to do with like colors and like taste or sound. I don't know which one.
It is called synesthesia.
Synesthesia. Yeah. Like I don't want to have the chew superpower. I don't want to eat a piece of meat and then all of a sudden I am like, I can see how that animal was killed. No. I don't want that. I want to see like fireworks. That's what I want to see.
Like that. Ooh, so like every time somebody talks, there's like jubilee fireworks coming out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Or God forbid they have bad breath and then the color like changes. Ooh, boy. But
actually,
at least
no,
you'd see that coming, though. Yeah, you'd see it coming, and you'd be like, hey, you want a breath mint? I'm about to have one. You want one? And if they're polite, they have manners, they'll be like, oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Actually, not a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hey, can I throw something out to you? And please correct me if I'm wrong. Back in the day. Oh, man, I almost started to rap right there. Back in the day in the boulevard. Back in the day, growing up, it always seemed like there was a couple choices when it came to cinnamon gum. Cinnamon discs, those candies, still to this day are pretty intense with their cinnamon potency. But you have a piece of like cinnamon dentine, not intense whatsoever. Like I can't find an intense cinnamon gum. And growing up, I used to have this gum called Cinnaburst, which had quote unquote flavor crystals in them. And also they were wrapped in rice paper. So if you didn't want the intensity of those flavor crystals, you could eat the paper as well, and it would dull the cinnamon flavor. Cinnaburst is no longer available, and I'm dying to find an intense cinnamon gum, and I have been dashed upon the rocks. Hey, do you know of any good cinnamon gum? Like, they used to have the cinnamon gum that was, what was it, Flavor Burst? That they were like little squares, and it also had mint flavors and fruit flavors too. But you popped them in your mouth, and as soon as you bit down, there was like a liquid center. And if you had the cinnamon one, that was an intense liquid cinnamon center. And those are unavailable anymore.
Oh, I don't know. I've never been a fan of cinnamon gum.
Okay.
So I don't generally look for, but I don't even see like Big Red or anything like that anymore.
No, Big Red's still out there, but it just isn't that intense anymore. Like the first 2 minutes are intense, and then the flavor really like drops off. Oh, man. two minutes if you're lucky.
Yeah, that's.
But if you see a local option, you let me know, because I'm sure any and all gum is available to be purchased online.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, I'd never.
But what inspired the superpower question? Were you daydreaming at work?
What else is. I'm always daydreaming at
work. Oh, yeah, I hear ya.
You know, daydreaming is very healthy. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what they tell you.
No, it is.
That kind of stuff is healthy. It's like, man, I got so mad. So there was I didn't get to go. I had to work because it was set at like 3 o'clock. But there were parent teacher conferences last week, and my ex went for Zoe, and the teacher told her like maybe Zoe's got I want to say it's like ODD maybe.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, ODD, oppositional defiant disorder. And here, I'm going to read this to you. You ready?
Yeah.
A disorder in a child marked by defiant and disobedient behavior to authority figures. I'm thinking to myself, so she acts like a fucking kid.
I don't see. I would not even equate that. My first thought, so she acts like an individual.
Well,
kids all sort of follow each other. God forbid, so she's a free thinker. Like, that behavior sounds like something that should be, like, rewarded, not like, oh, we have to adjust this behavior. Like, oh, my God, get the hell. It'd be one thing if she, like, stood up, like, you know, like a lot of ADD kids are, like, not even paying attention. They want to become, like, the focus. Like, the teacher has to take way too much time out of their schedule to, like, get them back, like, paying attention. Like, oh, my God. That's crazy. That is so crazy.
It made me a little upset, Nick. I'm not going to lie.
I hate to say it. If you were there, I think that would have turned into a good long discussion between you and the teacher. And it would be starting off with you saying, let me get this straight. Uh-huh, How freaking ridiculous. Uh-huh. And trust me, this is coming from a person who I am have always been a rules follower. Like, yeah, I certainly had free thought, but when I was at school or like partitioned into like a structured system, oh no, oh, I have to fit into that. Like, never rock that boat. So. Yeah. What do they want? Like, do teachers just want to be like, oh, just make it easier for us to teach everyone. So let's zombify all the kids.
Well, and let me tell you how it came up. I don't know if I told you this about the compound words test.
No.
Oh my God. Okay. So Zoe had a test. They're learning about compound words. Okay. So like two words that combine to make one word.
Yeah.
I don't know, like cheesecake, I guess. All right. Cheesecake would be a good one.
Sure.
So the compound word is cheesecake. The elements are cheese and cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the test, there were like 10 of these, and she was given a sentence, 10 sentences. And then below the sentence, there was blank equals blank plus blank.
Mm.
Okay. So you write the compound word equals first element plus second element.
Mm-hmm.
She got an F. And I looked I picked her up and I'm going through her stuff, and Zoe knows that she can tell me everything and I'm not going to get upset. Right. So.
Right.
I was like, how's school, blah, blah, blah. She's like, it was good, but I got my English test back and I didn't get a good grade. And I said, well, what'd you get? And so she showed it to me and I was like, how'd you get an F? And she's like, I don't know. And I looked at it and every single answer was correct.
Uh-oh.
And so I started looking through the teacher's notes because there were like orange highlights on there.
Uh-huh.
And apparently she got an F because she didn't follow instructions. The instructions were underline the compound word in the sentence and below break down the elements of the compound word. So even though she got every single answer correct, she got an F because she didn't underline the word in the sentence.
So she didn't follow instructions.
She didn't follow instructions.
Yeah, God, horrible. So what did she do? Circle the word or just she looked through the sentence, found the compound word. Oh, it's homemade. Home plus made.
Correct.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm like, the fuck would she get an F? She got all the answers right. She's not going to school to learn how to follow rules. She's going to school to learn stuff. And obviously she knows the material because she got every answer correctly.
Or I hate to say it. Wait, did the teacher give her like 50%? So that would be an F?
Yeah, 50%.
So what the teacher's saying is you did half of it.
Correct.
Wow.
Because the instruction said underline the word in the sentence.
Wow.
So my ex and I had a conversation about this afterwards, after she had the parent-teacher meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I told her I'm glad I wasn't there because I would have cussed her out. Because I understand that she's in third grade, right? And so part of going to school, part of elementary school, I guess, is learning to understand the rules.
Yes.
Okay. So that I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, that test doesn't deserve an F. The answers are right. Like, I understand she didn't follow that one rule, but like, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know. To me, it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Because I think the same way that Zoe thinks, or maybe, well, she thinks the way I think, I guess. She tells me all the time, I'm too much like you. I'm too much like you. But I feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, there's not even an alternate course for her, right? Like, I couldn't send it to a talented and gifted school, because there are no talented and gifted elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, she has to wait till at least middle school, if not high school, to do that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I guess it's one of those things that you just have to tell her, like, look, looking at this, you got all the answers right. What we need you to do, just focus on, if there's instructions, make sure you follow them. Because I'm sure at that age, every school, every institution wants to teach, we want you to follow rules. We want you to pay attention, which is tough because a lot of people are big picture and they don't pay attention to the details.
Yep. And you know, I had that talk with my ex because I had the same problem in school.
Mm-hmm.
I never followed the instructions, but I never got downgraded because I didn't follow the instructions, because it was obvious I knew the material.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate to say it, like, to give her an F, and then like, just imagine the shame for her to tell her parents about that. You know, that's really rough. So all of a sudden it's just like somebody reading a story that she wrote or listening to one of her stories and just picking it apart to the point where, well, guess what I'm going to do? I'm never going to write or tell you a story again.
Right.
Like you just completely shut me down.
Yep.
Yeah. So I would be scared that, is that what the school is going to do? Make her like turn away from learning just because she reads the instructions, but doesn't think to follow the instructions perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah. It concerns me that it'll just like turn her off from being creative.
Yeah. The glories of learning. Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah,
and I mean, that's why I got turned on to like English and language because I had a couple really good teachers that would flower and promote how good I was doing and make me want to do it more and make me want to learn more. Where history and science, I didn't have any teachers that wanted you to learn more or wanted to teach it in a way that growing up, I wanted to learn it. You know, it just taught the same way to me as they would teach a 20-year-old, or they're teaching concepts that are so outdated. It didn't make sense in this modern world that I'm in. Like, these outdated concepts meant nothing to me. What happened in 1776 doesn't really, if you're not going to make it, oh, this is why it makes sense in a modern, you know, our modern culture, XYZ. Oh, okay. Then you're building bridges to the past. Instead, it's like, no, just learn what all these white guys in wigs, just learn what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can memorize and regurgitate it back, but am I really, is that inspiring me to learn more? No. Yeah, it's,
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I don't know. I guess
hope you go to the next parent-teacher conference, buddy.
Oh, no doubt about that. I will be there.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Not that she needs a yelling, but still, it's like, you just want to let her know. You want to let the teacher know, like, well, you understand that this isn't helping my daughter want to learn any more in your class.
Well, and the thing is, like, I understand the teacher's in a tough spot, right? Because, I mean, they have, what, like, I don't even know how many kids are in her class, 20, 30 kids in a class, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it's hard to have to adjust your teaching style for 30 different people. But there's got to be a way to make it work. There's got to be.
I don't believe her not circling a word deserves half the answer to be wrong. Like, guess what? Tell her you would have got 100, but you didn't follow instructions, so I'm giving you a B instead of an A. Like, then that would at least be like, oh, darn it, you know? But just to be like, you answered half of what I needed you to do. It's like, oh my God. That's rough, dude.
Anyways, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Sounds good.
You have been listening to the sultry sounds of Nick Wetmore. If you want to get in touch with us, you can of course find us on Twitter at Nick Wetmore, at Geekbind, you can email us, come, and we'll catch you